You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Good Jobs for Michigan is the name of the three-bill package just signed into law by Governor Snyder. It's an incentive designed to reward companies who are willing to set up shop in Michigan and create, well, good jobs. But what does that really mean? How are they defining good? Lindsay Van Hulley dug around into that question for Crain's Detroit Business and Bridge Magazine, and she's with us now. Backers of Good Jobs for Michigan say this package was a must to put the state on a level playing field in the quest to lure a big employer, let's say Foxconn, with the promise of lots of good-paying jobs. So, Lindsay, what does the new legislation say about exactly what a good job is that would qualify for the tax incentives?
The legislation itself actually isn't very clear. It says that companies would have to create hundreds or even thousands of jobs and pay at least the regional average wage in which it operates. But it doesn't say whether that means that employees have to be paid individually that amount or if a company could take all of the wages it pays to its entire workforce in that area and average it out together so that it equals that wage. And that distinction, I think, is going to be important for a company's bottom line and for the individual workers themselves, because that would dictate whether or not, you know, all of the workers are being paid at that wage level.
It strikes me that perhaps is not the impression that many of us got as this package was being trumpeted about.
I think the idea is that in general, if it is a manufacturing plant, you would have more manufacturing jobs than you would engineers or executives or higher paid folks. And so that would essentially weight the average. And I think in theory, the thought is that if in aggregate, the workforce is paid at a higher wage, that then drives up the wage there, you know, for everybody in that area. And so I think that's the thinking behind it. I think what will have to be determined is once the guidelines are official, once it's, you know, the MEDC has finished its work on sort of how this will be administered and how this incentive will go into practice, then we'll see specifically what that's going to look like.
So when the rubber meets the road.
Right.
Now, you spoke with Michigan State University economist Charles Ballard, who is often on Stateside. We love talking economic issues with him. And he made an interesting point to you about whether jobs would actually be created versus shuffled around.
Yeah. And I think my Crain's colleague, Dustin Walsh, actually touched on that point as well this week as it relates to Foxconn. And I think part of the question is, because unemployment is so low, the question is, where are you going to find, you know, 3,000 people in Michigan who, A, are unemployed and, B, have the skills to be able to fill some of these jobs? And I think the thinking that Charles Ballard kind of mentioned is, you know, because unemployment is low, it's likely that a lot of these companies' workers might be transferring from another job they already have because they see that a company receiving a good jobs incentive might be paying more than they'd be making at a different location.
So that leaves Company A in the lurch.
A little bit. And it raises the question about, are you actually creating those new jobs, or are these essentially jobs that are relocated from someplace else and not net new to Michigan?
If we were talking just a few years ago during the recession, it would be a whole nother tune.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, that the situation today is much different. And you know, manufacturing has come back, and you see a lot of the unemployment rate continuing to go down. So That does raise that question about, you know, where are you going to find the people, and will they really create or just sort of relocate the employees?
You also make an interesting note. Governor Snyder, in his early years in office, not a fan of tax incentives programs. He wiped most of them out. So why the change of heart, this course reversal that led to good jobs for Michigan?
He actually made that point during the bill signing event and essentially said, you know, I believed in the beginning that we had too many and that we were obligated to pay out so much money. And a lot of that is really due to the old mega program that continues to haunt the state. But, you know, over time and talking with economic developers and meeting with companies and others, you know, the idea that, you know, there could be some focus tools that come with things like sunset provisions and caps. So the state knows exactly how much money it's on the hook to pay out, have made him more comfortable in revisiting some of these things. And he's said repeatedly that, you know, this is a smart way to do it. It is, it's very focused. There's transparency and accountability here. And we know how much we're on the hook for, and this can't be something that's going to kind of run away from us later on.
And as you point out in your column, something that might have missed the attention of people when the new law was signed, it maxes out at, what, $200 million in 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
the incentive would have to be approved and reauthorized by future legislators. If they wanted to continue the program, they would have to vote to continue doing so. And it's possible, you know, the governor is hopeful and supporters are hopeful that if this works the way that it's been promised, you know, you'll have actual tangible results. You'll be able to see companies and jobs coming into the state. And the idea is that if there is success, tangible success from this, that could be a key reason to not only continue the sunset, but or end the sunset, continue the program, but also potentially raise the cap if it turns out that, you know, the economy is strong enough and the state hits that $200 million faster than it anticipated.
Lindsay Van Holly, Cradon's Detroit Business and Bridge Magazine. It's always great to talk with you, Lindsay. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.